Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, narito na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Mutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ito po si Tita Verts, nagpupugay sa inyong lahat. Medyo malumlum na naman po, pero hopefully naman hindi uulan. Kanina ang init-init nga eh, kaya siguro yung mga tao na medyo nasunog-sunog na. Kaya anyhow, alas 4:20 na, and maaari namang talagang lumamig-lamig na ng konti. Marami po kaming inihanda para sa inyo ngayong hapon, kaya't samahan niyo po kami sa loob ng isang oras. Narito pong mga kasama ko, sina Kuya Cesar at Manang Trini. Si Ate Jo, medyo masama ang pakiramdam, panay kasi ang overtime. Siyempre pa, maraming bumibili ng kung ano-anong kailangan sa kanyang kumpanya, ang Office Max. Ayan, Ate Jo, ha, libreng ano yan, libreng plug. Ayan, kumusta naman ang Trini?
Thank you, Tita Verge. Ako'y mabuti. And of course, maayong hapon ka ninyong tanan. Kinisi ba ng Trini? Of course, na miss na kamong tanan. Nagpapasalamat sa kanunay nga sa inyong pagkuyog na mo. Pirmi sa atong kada Domingo nga programa sa radyo. Ito po ay ang Samutsari Cultural Community Radio. Every Sunday po tayo for 20 to 520. Ang number po natin dito sa estasyon is 815-8100 kung kayo'y may gustong batiin or makishare sa inyong mga opinion, whatever that might be. Ayan, kumusta na po, Kuya Cesar?
Nako po, napakalapit na po ang Christmas, mga kabayan. Ano ba ang nararamdaman natin? Busy-busy na po ba tayong naghahanda para sa ating Christmas? Tita Birds, Manang Trini, paano po ang preparation natin dito sa New Zealand? How we prepare Christmas? How do we prepare Christmas? Ano ang nararamdaman natin? Kaya-kaiba ba?
Ang iba dyan, whole year round nagpiprepare.
Nagpiprepare, yes.
Meron naman last minute.
Yan.
Oo, at meron din within reason.
Within reason. Ako, ano, wala, hindi ako masyadong nagpiprepare, honestly. Mm. Pero madaming party-party eh.
Oo. Ay, in a way, magpiprepare ka rin eh. Not necessarily food and drinks. Mm. But kung ano yung maisi-share mo, kasi kung kumbidado ka sa iba't ibang grupo, siyempre hindi ka naman darating ng ganun lang.
Mm-mm.
Although, merong mga, they don't require you to bring anything, bastang nandoon ka lang, you put your yourself into the midst of them, and that's
yes,
it.
Yeah.
But still, mag-prepare ka pa rin. Mm-hmm. Ano yung karapat-dapat na costume, kung may costume man, and be prepared to be called to say something or to do something. Yes. Minsan, nagka-karaoke, aba, ay kung wala kang preparasyon or kung hindi ka naman talagang kumakanta, edi siyempre magkakalabasa ka. So, for the delight of everyone, kahit na yun lang ang kanta mo at ulit-ulit, at
pwede
least
na yan,
makayari
naman
ka.
Pasko naman, forgiving ang mga tao this time. Yes, of course.
Kaya nga po, sana tayong mga kababayan na, lalo-lalo na yung mga bagong migrant rito sa New Zealand, alam ko na nanibago kayo dahil kakaiba ang Christmas dito. Well, but we try to celebrate Christmas.
Yes.
Anyway, Christmas for everybody anyway.
Yes, it should be Christmas every day.
Oo, tama yan.
In spirit, I mean, in spirit. Mm. Not in cost, okay? Mahal kaya Christmas every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, para umpisa natin ang programa natin dito sa 104.6 Planet FM dahil Christmas is coming soon. Ito na po ang Christmas natin, Pasko sa Pinas. Sana po ay maibigan itong awit ni Yeng Constantino para sa inyo pong lahat.
Nadarama ko na ang lamig ng hangin, naririnig ko pa maliit na tinig.
Sa New Zealand, full-time, part-time o casual man ay may mga minimum na karapatan sa pagtatrabaho gaya ng dapat kayong bayaran ng hindi bababa sa pinakamababang pasahod at may karapatan kayong makakuha ng hindi ikli sa 4 na linggong bayad na holiday leave pagkatapos ng bawat taon ng pagtatrabaho. Huwag magpalamang, alamin ang inyong mga karapatan. Kung sa tingin ninyo ay hindi nyo nakuha ang inyong mga minimum na karapatan sa pagtatrabaho, kung may kakilala kayong nasa ganitong sitwasyon, makakatulong kami. Para matuto pa, pumunta sa employment.govt.nz o tawagan ang Employment New Zealand sa 0800-20-90-20. Mga empleyado, manindigan para sa inyong mga karapatan sa pagtatrabaho. Ang lahat ng nagtatrabaho sa New Zealand ay may mga minimum na karapatan bilang empleyado. Walang sinumang makakapag-release ng mga ito. Mayroon kayong mga minimum na legal ng karapatan kaugnay sa inyong sweldo, mga holiday leave, mga break pagkakatanggal sa trabaho, kontrata sa pagtatrabaho, at marami pang iba. Lubos na mahalagang alam ng bawat isa ang kanilang mga karapatan. Ang pang-aabuso sa mga manggagawang migrante ay isang malalang krimen. Para sa higit pang impormasyon at para sa inyong libreng gabay sa mga minimum na karapatan at responsibilidad, umisita sa www.employment.govt.nz. Para sa mga tanong, tawagan ang Employment New Zealand sa 0800-20-9020 ng toll-free. May available na libreng serbisyo na pagsasali ng wika.
Send money now to the Philippines and around the world from $4 with Western Union. From a transfer fee of $4, you can send money at your local Western Union agent location and it will be ready for a cash pickup in minutes. Or you can choose to send money directly to a bank account for a fixed rate of $4. Support your loved ones back home and let them know you care. Only available in at a Western Union agent location right now.
Send money to the Philippines and around the world from $4 with Western Union. from a $4 transfer fee, you can send money at your local Western Union agent location and it will be ready for a cash pickup in minutes. Or you can choose to send money directly to a bank account for a fixed fee of $4. Support your loved ones back home and let them know you care. Only available in a Western Union agent location right now.
Philippine Airlines Balikbayan Pier from Auckland to Manila. Apply direct to Manila return from $979 on Philippine Airlines. The passes and only direct flight from Auckland to Manila. Philippines aircraft 8330-300 flying three times weekly, Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. Sales and 31st December 2018. Departure 16 January to 30 of April 2019. Travel must be completed by 30 April 2019. Routing Auckland direct to Manila and vice versa. Economy return ticket valid for a maximum stay of 30 days, minimum of 2 days stay, inclusive of fuel surcharges. Applicable airport departures, taxes in Auckland and Manila, inclusive of travel agent and ticketing fees, including 25 kilograms check-in baggage, 7 kilograms hand carry, meals and entertainment. Ticketing within 24 hours of booking, refund non-refundable at all times, totally unused ticket or partially unused, change fee. New Zealand dollars, $325 fee applies plus any applicable fare. The difference of if date change is made after the sale has expired. No-show and no-show fee of 200 New Zealand dollars is applicable for booking, not canceled 48 hours prior to departure. Seats are strictly subject to availability. Limited seats available at this price. Use the booking tool to check availability on your travel dates or contract as for availability. All availability and pricing is confirmed at the time of ticketing. All prices quoted are based on availability at the moment of inquiry. If you have not held a seat or you do not confirm your booking by a specific time, then the price may no longer be valid and you will need a new booking. All pricing is final upon issuing the ticket. Book now through Planet Travel online booking from email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call us on 0800 11 11 31 during business hours Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Ayan, may dagdag pa tayo dyan, Kuya Cesar. Ito naman po ay Cathay Pacific. Ito po ay Asia Special Fare to Manila or Cebu or Clark or even Davao. Return from $1,049. Cheap airfare from Auckland to Manila, Cebu, Clark or Davao, Philippines. Ang sales po nito will be ending on the 31st of January. 2019. Ang departures po nito is from 15th of January to the 31st of January 2019 and then from the 11th of Feb to 30th of November 2019. Ang blackout period po nito is from the 1st of Feb to the 10th of February. Iyan I think is because of Chinese New Year. Kaya may blocking siya. Ang routing po nito is Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu, Clark, or Davao, and vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months, inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes, minimal travel agent booking, and service fees. Again po, ang pricing nito is subject to availability. Fare includes meals, entertainment, at saka yung 30 kilos na po na baggage. And of course, ang hand carry din na 7 kgs. Ang ticketing po nito is within 24 hours. Pwede kayong mag-change ng mga travel dates nyo, but there will be a fee of 200 New Zealand dollars. Ang cancellation po nito is there is a fee of $500 applies prior to departure date. Tapos of course, no refund after the departure date. Now, may no-show din po ito. Pag hindi kayo sumipot sa flight nyo, may 500 fee din. Ayan, nalugi na. Doble ang lugi nyo. Stopovers are permitted in one direction only in Hong Kong. But you will have to pay the Hong Kong taxes. Ayan, travel po nito again. Reminder is, ang blocking po is the 1st of Feb to 10th of Feb. Well, hindi po allowed ang ano na yan, ang travel dyan. So again, book now through Planet Travel online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call us on call them, I mean, on 0800 11 11 31. Business hours lang po, Monday to Friday from 9 to 5:30. Ayan.
Have we got local news?
Local news, yes, we do. Straight after, we're going to our local news. The 22 Android apps you should delete from your phone now. Sabi nito, huh? Experts at security firm Sophos are warning Android phone owners about 22 dodgy apps that drain battery life and could result in a big phone bill. The Sun reported the click fraud apps pretend to be normal apps on the Google Play Store, but secretly perform criminal actions out of sight. The 22 apps have been collectively downloaded more than 22 million times. From the user's perspective, these apps drain their phone's battery and may cause data overloads, such as the apps are constantly running and communicating with servers in the background. Warning signs include increased data usage and fast draining battery life. However, pinning such issues to a particular app is hard. While Google removed the dodgy apps from the Play Store on the week of November the 25th, they can still operate if already installed on an Android phone. Now, listen po. Ito po, makinig kayo. Ito yung mga apps na na-identify po na medyo dodgy. Sparkle Flashlight, Snake Attack, Math Solver, Shape Sorter, Taka Trip, Magnify, Join Up, Zombie Killer, Space Rocket, Neon Pong, Just Flashlight, Table Sucker, Cliff Diver, Box Stock, Jelly Slice, AK Blackjack, Color Tiles, Animal Match, Roulette Mania, Hexafall, Hexablocks, and Pear Zap. And that's our local news. Wala ako niyan. Wala akong app na
wala rin
so
ako
that's
niyan.
Okay.
Very good. I'm sure lahat kayo wala. Ayan. Katulad po ng nabanggit natin, meron po tayong mga espesyal na mga bisita ngayong hapon. At katunayan po, andito ang mga guwapito at mga guwapita ng Organization of Cordillerans New Zealand. Kagabi po ang kanilang Christmas party and first hand, napakinggan ko ang grupong ito. Napakagaling po. Meron silang original Filipino music composed by them and sung by them, complete with all their bits and pieces. Meron pang kahon ata ang pangalan nito. And siyempre pa, ang kanilang voices, maganda ang blending.
Nice.
And in their own dialect, which is...
Anong dialect?
What is the name of the dialect?
Kapya.
Kapya.
Kapya. Okay.
Kasama po nila ang kanilang choreographer, si Connie Sokong. Choreographer po ito ng dance and songs tuloy.
Yeah.
But mamaya po ipapakilala namin sila sa inyo. Ngayon na, isa-isahin na. Connie, you can use that microphone. Yeah. Just come closer. Or
everything you heard, yung helpful nyo para mas mapakilala. Gawin niyo lang helpful.
You can greet now, Connie.
Okay, good afternoon, New Zealand. This is the OZNZ Young Group. This song is means Kapya. Well done. Well done, Kapya is means by the well-being and well together in the world. Led by
Pigeon.
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 How do you spell that?
Oh, pigeon.
Ah, akala ko pigeon. You might sing like a pigeon.
Like, yun ay pigeon. Parang ganon. P-E-T, tapos hyphen Y-U-N. Yan, pigeon.
Oh, mga pangalan nyo yun.
Well, sa napapakinggan nyo ba ako sa headphone? So, gusto ko lang malaman, dahil very familiar yung mga mukha nyo kasi galing din ako sa Baguio. Mm-hmm. I graduated from St. Louis and gusto ko lang malaman, saan lugar kayo sa Baguio or any part of Benguet or Mount?
Hindi po Baguio, Mountain Province.
Mountain Province. Sa Bontoc. Wow. Nakikinig ang mga taga-Baguio ngayon. Kasi live streaming po kami dito sa ating program ngayon, live streaming. So, bago punto dyan, binabato ko lahat ng mga kaibigan po natin nakikinig dyan sa Baguio. So, ngayon may guest po kami dito from Baguio at pinagmamalaki ng New Zealand, itong bagong grupo dito.
Hindi bago. Ang katunayan,
2002.
Isa ako sa nag-organize.
Ako pa lang nawawala, no?
Tumulong na nag-organize ng Organization of Cordillerans dito sa New Zealand.
Really?
And since then, very active sila sa community.
Wow.
Their first president that time is Guy Aliping. Mm-hmm. He is now in Australia. Apparently, last year, his wife Grace came and visited. Mm-hmm. About 2 years ago, bali 4 years atang nag-serve si Lynn Ijo as president, and the last 2 years nandito na si Connie as choreographer. Lagi po silang nananalo sa cultural dances whenever there is a competition all over New Zealand ng mga Filipino gatherings. Dahil po sa mga youth, napaka-active ng kanilang mga youth. At ngayon po puro mga young generation ang nandito, except si Connie at ako.
Pwede bang malaman kung saan particular sa Mountain Province kayo tagasaan? O buong grupo ba?
Sabihin ninyo, bawat isa. Yeah.
Bontoc po, tsaka Kalinga.
Wow.
Aha. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ano ngayon ang title nitong awit na inyong...
Kapya po.
Kapya. Ah, oo. Oo nga pala. Kapya. And yan ay composed ninyong grupo o
hindi po?
O just one person composing it?
Hindi po. Pigeon band.
From Bontoc.
Oh,
I see. So mayroon na pala tayong band doon sa Pilipinas ng from your group. Mm-hmm.
But you're not from the Philippines?
Of course.
No, I mean band from the Philippines?
No.
Dito na kayo nagbaband.
Dito na sila.
Oh, so
they are the local.
Born Kiwi kayo?
Local. Mga born in the Philippines pa kayo.
Mm-hmm.
Pero mga anong edad kayo dumating dito?
Ayun.
18
po.
18. Oh, okay.
So mga bago pa
like
kayo.
Like kahapon lang, 18. Parang 18 ka pa rin eh.
So lahat ng member ng grupo nito is 18 years old or?
Around 18 to
20s. Alright. So yung mga nakikinig po dyan sa Baguio, ito yung pong pinagmamalaki natin from Mountain Province.
Kalinga
and Payao.
Bontoc and Kalinga.
Ayan. Yes.
Okay, take it away.
Take it away.
Yeah.
patakus na natutungto tanalayan umun sa takbo patalan ng aang in kawisan. Isang takoy ato, isang takoy ato.
Wow!
Hey! Hey!
Manang Trini na napapaindak. Kasi si Manang Trini, choreographer siya ng Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Society Dance Troupe, which is yung Samut Sari Traditional and Modern Performance.
So good!
Oh, oh. Napapaindak kami. Ang galing pakinggan. Oh, oh. Yeah.
Pwede mong malaman yung title ng song na...
Kapya nga.
Kapya po.
Anong ibig sabihin nun? Ulit.
Pagsiatan.
Pagsiatan or well...
well-being.
Yeah, well-being. Right. Like wellness together.
So itong ginamit yung salita dito is from Mountain Province, Bontoc?
Bontoc.
Mm-hmm. And yes. Ano ang pangalan ng mga instrumento? I am intrigued kasi siyempre yung gitara, alam natin yan. Pero merong kawayan na yung tinutugtog mo, anong tawag dito? May
this is a bamboo instrument which is called tambi.
Tambi. Tambi.
And that's unique to the province?
Yes.
Yes.
This is from Kalinga.
Kalinga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
And itong mga bamboo na ito na...
This is like when you... bang to the floor, the sound
comes
out.
So that's just on the floor. Yeah. Yeah. You're just banging it on the floor.
Yeah. And then that's called
Tungatong. 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 Again, that's unique to your province.
Yes, that's from Kalinga.
Great.
And
ito naman.
Sounded?
It's like as a little gong.
Huh? Yeah, it's a gong. Gangsa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Which is, we use both Bontoc and Kalinga.
And Kalinga, mm-hmm. Right.
Napansin ko, hindi kayo gumagamit ng flute.
Wala kayong flute?
Yes, we had a flute from Kalinga, mm-hmm. And also a Joe's harp, and there are some more
instruments.
Naghanap silang taong makaplay ng flute. Ikaw yun. Kuya Cesar, ikaw yun. Ano yan sa'yo? Ano, gong din?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Ayan. Mm-hmm. Ikaw, mayroon ka dyan pinupukpuk eh. Ano yan?
Kahon.
Beatbox. So may special something inside dyan kaya siya tumutunog ng maganda?
Spring lang.
Right. Para mag-vibrate lang siya.
Alam mo, Manang Trini, yan yung mga ginagamit ng mga ko ngayon eh.
Oo, mga banda. Mayroon na sila yan. Oo, mayroon na.
Maganda yan, genuine ni.
Oo. And ang gaganda ng mga boses nyo. May alto at may soprano.
Siguro bigyan natin silang pagkakataon para batiin nyo yung mga taga-Baguio, yung Mountain Province. Maraming nakikinig po ngayon. Baka kilala po natin sila. Maklala ko.
Mauna. Come on. Huwag kayo maya.
Kaya yan kita, Brookside.
Sige.
Brookside.
Yung girlfriend mo, Pichon. Yung secret mo.
Si Conway Fagyan po. Binabati ko po. Hindi ko pa girlfriend soon.
Aba, nakadeklara ka na.
Nakadeklara. On air yan. Wala kang kawala. Oh, kayo din. Kayo din.
Well then.
Yung mga girlfriend.
Wala akong girlfriend.
Oh, sige. Si mami mo na lang. Kung sino, nanay mo, tatay mo.
Lola Winnie sa Bontoc Mountain Province nga lang po.
Oh, galing. Ayan. Si Lola Winnie.
Ano ba yan? Sa Bontoc Central kayo?
Mm-hmm. Yung mga pamilya namin dyan sa Kalinga, Tabuk City, mag-iingat kayo dyan.
Yes. And from ikaw, sinong pamilya mo dun?
Pugaw family.
Pugaw, ayan. Pugaw family. Ikaw naman.
Come on.
Kia ora everyone. I'm saying hi to my family in Whangarei.
Oh, nice. Whangarei. Wala sa Bontoc.
Marami nakikinig yan.
Kalinga.
Kalinga. Okay, yan.
Tito Birds, yung sister-in-law ko, ang sister-in-law ko, Poliwik. Aywan ko kung meron kayong mga ganung mga apelyedo. Poliwik.
Sounds familiar. Sounds familiar, yeah. Ikaw,
City? Yung mga barkada ko siyang tambay sa Baguio.
tambay talaga, okay?
Bago na kayo.
Baka nakabay na lang. Tapos, lunch break siguro ngayon.
Kain ng mayos, wag puro puyat.
Ayan.
Ayan. Ikaw, oh, ikaw, sige. It. Ayan.
Bawal magmura sa Baguio. Mga barkada ko sa Baguio, tama ng inom.
Ayan! Paskong Pasko, ha?
Okay. Ayan. At syempre pa po, ayan, very good. Sino pa? Itong dalawa. Itong dalawang dalaga. Bumati kayo.
Itong programa natin mapapakinggan live streaming, pwede pa yung one week ito nasa live streaming.
Nasa live streaming.
Pwede yung isabihin sa mga kamag-anak natin.
Oo. Naalala ko tuloy, nag-feature kami noon dito ng musika galing sa pamilya ni Galen Baloging Mendoza. Nasa Australia na silang mag-asawa pati mga anak. Pero ang papa at mama nila nakarating dito. Ang kanilang papa, si Mr. Baloging, nakalimutan ko lang ang first name niya. Wala na siya. Pero meron siyang mga compilations ng ano naman, mga poems, right up tungkol sa Cordillerans. And we have been collaborating si Miriam Benito ng Auckland University. She was very active since OCNZ obviously started in 2002. Isa ang OCNZ or Organization of Cordillerans sa member ng CAPO, which is the Council of Auckland Philippine Organizations. Hanggang ngayon, nandyan pa tayo. Kung minsan hindi active, but babalik na naman tayo sa pagiging active. And at the time, ayun, si Mr. Baloging, nag-guest din siya dito sa radyo, and napakagaling ng kanyang mga write-up. Sayang lang, wala na siya. And also, mayroon din siyang ipinahiram sa aking CD ng iba't ibang tugtugin and awitin ng Cordillerans. Hahanapin ko nga ulit. Oh, they are very nice. So, good luck to you all. Sana magkaroon kayo ng iba pang pagkakataon sa iba't ibang media na maiparinig ang inyong awitin. Meron pa ba?
Meron pa isa? Meron pa isa? It's very, ano?
Kahapon nga lang po ito na practice. Kahapon lang po before yung
presentation. Impromptu.
It's very oo, good kasi oo. Very parang napaka-traditional
talaga.
Na talagang
urig na urig.
Yeah, yung mga instruments niyo is very raw at saka very authentic ba. Kaya I really love it.
Tumatayo ang balahibo ko.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, Pichon got a good voice and everybody.
hindi
siya si Pichon. Ah, okay.
Iklaro po agad.
Sige.
Yung kanta po ay Kapya, tapos yung kumanta po is Pichon.
Si Pichon niya. Pichon. Kapya
yun ang original.
Inover lang
sa
Bontoc.
Sa Bontoc
po.
Yeah.
O ngayon, kayong mga sikat dito sa New Zealand, sabihin niyo mga pangalan niyo. Sige.
On vocals, Ulrich Thane A. Bawayan.
Liam Bawayan po.
Oh, magkapatid kayo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yung itong second voice, sige ka, sabi ka.
Walden Boy and backup vocalist.
Uh-huh. And guitarist?
Guitarist. My name is Walden Bowen, but you can call me anytime.
My, your number is?
Ramil Pulgao, the gong.
Mm-hmm. Chap Pulgao, the tungatong.
Yung tungatong.
Ace Pilagot on gong. My number is...
At syempre pa ang ating choreographer,
yes,
si Connie Sokong.
Yes, this is Connie Sokong. I am holding the tambi instrument, bamboo. Nice.
Bamboo. Bamboo.
Yeah, congratulations to you all.
Very nice.
Baka, maraming salamat sa pagpapaunlak ninyo na mag-guest dito sa atin sa Samut Sari.
Baka medyo may gusto kayong i-plug, baka meron kayong next event.
May show,
event
kayo? Concert? Wala pa?
Merong next concert?
Wala pa. Nilalakad ni Connie yun. Okay, sige.
Right. And binabati ko rin pala ang bagong presidente ngayon, si Joy Stewart. At syempre ang lahat ng mga member ng Executive Committee ng OCNZ at ang lahat ng mga miyembro. Sa tingin ko kagabi, mga 200 families na yata kayo, ano?
Yes, yes.
Oh, which is good. Very good. Ang laki ng pagdagdag. Oh, may gusto ka sabihin? meron pa si meron pa akong tama. Isa sa inyo, si Shekinah de los Santos, naging first runner up o second runner up sa Miss Universe New Zealand noong 2017 ba ito o 2017. And ganun din yung kanyang talent natural igurot number ang kanyang ipinalabas. And yung kanyang fundraising, talagang she came up with a good ensemble of mga kalinga, apayaw, buntok, lahat-lahat yata. Ikaw ang naang choreographer noon, Connie. I remember that kasi lagi ako nasa likod ninyo.
Yes.
And si Sheik, talagang napakagandang bata nito, napakatalino, and abugada na ngayon, di ba? Pero hindi pa siya nag-asawa, no?
My partner.
My partner, oo. Alam ko yun. But she is practicing law in Australia.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yan.
Lahat po sila, Tito Birds, from Mountain Province, lahat naman ang kwan sa kanila, Cordilleras.
Oo. The whole of Mountain Province ba ito?
Cordilleras is composed of six provinces.
Is the region. Sige nga, ano-ano yun? Yeah. Sabihin mo nga, please.
This is like autonomous region. Mm-hmm. They put in a like a region. Mm-hmm. So it composed for six provinces, which is Kalinga, Apayao, Bontoc, Ifugao, and Benguet.
Mm-hmm.
And
Abra. Yeah. Abra.
Kasi may Bagyo doon.
Yeah.
Bagyo is one of the city of the province. Yes. Anong province ang Bagyo?
Benguet.
Benguet. Okay. Oo. At binabati ko rin pala ang aking kapatid na pastora. Ngayon naka-assign sila sa Ilocos Sur. Pero ang kanyang naging asawa, pastor, siya talaga ang unang pastor bago ang kapatid kong babae. Siya si Pastor Ruben Vidal. Ang alam ko taga Benguet, Benguet ata siya.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Abra. Mm-hmm. So parte ng mountain ng Cordilleras. Na-assign sila sa Baguio for I think about 10 years. And meron silang mga mayroong orphanage and my church obviously, and yun, they cater for the youth. Meron silang mga feeding program, meron silang schooling, etc. And yun, napakagaling mga batang Cordillera.
So what's next for you guys? Are you guys making more music? Are you guys doing more singing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. So,
that's good. In the future, right. You guys are working or students?
Some student and some mm-hmm. working. Okay.
Great.
Some,
go for it, and you come back here and display your talent.
No, you can't stop that. That's very good.
Yeah, your new creations. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very happy for you all.
Mm. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Maraming
salamat. Kailangan namin kayo. Okay? New generation has to support this aging ones.
The older generation.
The aging ones. Sabi ganun eh.
So lahat po yung mga kagaya ngayon, marami po nakikinig sa bagay ngayon. So ito po yung mga pinagmamalaki natin from Cordilleras. Mabuhay po kayo.
Thank you so much for coming.
Salamat po.
Yes, thank you.
News.
Pwede po bang bumati lang?
My idea of a perfect Christmas is to spend it with you in a party or dinner for two. Anywhere would do. Celebrating the Yuletide season always lights up all. Pleasures are made special too when they're shared with you. Looking through some old photographs, faces and friends we'll always remember. Watching busy shoppers rushing about in the sparkling lights all over town, children's carols in the air, by the Christmas tree, a shower of stardust on your hair. I can't think of a better Christmas than my wish coming true. And my wish is that you'd let me spend my whole life with you. Shoppers rushing about in the cool breeze of December, sparkling lights all over town, children's carols in the air, by the Christmas tree, a shower of stardust on your hair. Can't think of a better Christmas than my wish coming true. And my wish is that you'd let me spend my whole life with you. My idea of a perfect Christmas is spending it.
Yan, napakaganda po naman ang awiting iyan. Kanino ba ito? Kay
Jose Marchan.
At narito po gusto naming i-share sa inyo isang basketball na bago. Gusto namin i-share sa inyo what to write in a Christmas card. Kasi kahit naman papano, nag-Christmas card pa rin tayo eh. Hindi naman lahat digital.
Digital na.
Hindi, Little Birds, pati sa Facebook, pwede mong ilagay ito.
Ah, pwede rin. Oo nga naman pala. Ito po, for those who are far away. Ito, example lang ito. Pero para may idea kayo, hindi na kayo mag-isip. Ito. Missing you even more at this joyful time of the year. Or, really, really wish you were here. Or, we may not be together in person on Christmas morning, but you'll be in my mind and in my heart. You always are. Uy, nakakakilig ah. And, eto, I'll sure miss being together for Christmas this year. Eat a few extra hunks of fudge for me, okay? Another one, Christmas won't feel the same without you here, but we wish you a wonderful holiday time with your family. Miss you already. And here's another one still, wish we could be together this holiday season, but since we can't, I'm sending you good wishes your way. And one last, just can't believe it has been so long we've seen each other. Too long. And narito naman po, ito ay sa mga difficult circumstances.
Ayan. Kailangan natin yan.
I know this probably won't go down as your best Christmas ever. I hope it helps a little to be reminded how much I care about you and wish you are a brighter new year. Another one, you've had more than your share of challenges this year. Wishing you peace and hope at Christmas and a new year full of better days. Yet another one, I hope the holidays are extra gentle and sweet to you and give you lots of reasons to smile and lots of time to rest. Another one, hoping that the new year brings you new possibilities. Next, our hearts are with you and your family, all our love. Another one, it's hard when Christmas comes during a difficult time. Just want you to know I'm thinking of you. And yet another one, sending you hugs this Christmas, take good care of you. And last but not least, sometimes the holidays only seem to remind us of what we have lost. But you will never lose the love and caring of those who know you. Kuya Cesar.
Ay, ito naman po yung mga recommendation natin para sa kung gusto nyo magsulat sa Christmas card. Ito naman yung para sa ating mga kaibigan. For our friends, peace and joy to you and yours this Christmas season. Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a chance to do lots more fishing in the new year. Another suggestion po is thinking warmly of each of you and wishing you, your family, an extra measure of comfort, joy, and hope this Christmas. Of your best Christmas ever, Merry Christmas with lots of love. We hope you have a nice, relaxing Christmas, Susan. I hope this is for Kathy. I hope your holiday season is full of good things. Praying you have a wonderful Christmas filled with moments you'll always remember. May your season be merry and your presents underwear free, unless you really need some. So grateful to have a friend like you at Christmas and all year long. Ito po yung mga suggestion natin nila. Yeah.
Okay. Nakapag-news na ba tayo? Hindi pa. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ayan. At tapos ito naman po ay sa mga pamilya natin. We really need this. Ano? Kasi marami tayong pamilya mm-hmm. na nasa labas. Mm-hmm. Nasa malayo. Labas, malayo. So, ito naman po is, I will just mention the ones that kind of nice to say na out of the norm ba. Kasi may palagi na lang tayo nagsasabing Merry Christmas and thank you, love you, blah, you know, all that kind of thing. So, ito naman po is maganda. Having parents like you is the best Christmas gift there ever could be.
Yes.
Yan, para sa mga parents nyo yan. Mm. And of course, so glad we're family and so grateful for all the great Christmas memories we share. Mm-hmm. Ayan, maganda din yan. Tapos pag may mga kamag-anak kayo, mga pamangkin or whatever you've got away, overseas, Merry Christmas to our favorite such and such, say niece in Australia or nephew in LA. We had fun keeping up with your photos and blog posts, wishing you many more adventures in the new year. Which is quite good. At ito naman po is sinasabi na, for me, the holidays start when we got together. Looking forward to talking and catching up soon. Ayan. You're someone who helps me remember the true reason for the season. And I'm great, so grateful for you. And lastly, when I think back on all the happiest moments this year, your wedding day stands out. Hope the two of you enjoy a wonderful first Christmas together. Iyon naman ay sa mga kamag-anak natin na bagong kasal. Nagsiselebrate ng first Christmas. Ayan, malapit na tayong mag...
Oo nga, kinakapos tayo ng panahon.
Yes.
So bumati na tayo ng...
Yes.
Birthdays, etc. Ayan, doon po sa mga nagse-celebrate ng birthday ngayong araw na ito, or yung nag-celebrate kahapon at nung mga nakaraang araw, at yung magse-celebrate naman bukas o hanggang Pasko, maligayang Pasko po at siyempre maligayang kaarawan sa inyo.
Ayan.
Alam ko, marami akong mga kaibigan na, at kamag-anak na ipinanganak ng 24 or 25.
Yeah.
Kaya ang mga pangalan ko minsan ay Jesusa, or Jesus.
Christis. Christimo.
Cristiana. Cristiano.
Yes.
So, Manang Trini.
Yes, happy birthday to everyone again who is celebrating their birthdays today, yesterday, and in the next few days. Special mention po ito sa kapatid ko na si Ginor Lorezo. Happy birthday, Manang. And of course, to my granddaughter, Kera May, my middle grandchild, ni Jay. Kera May, happy birthday, bebe. And my big baby, James. Happy birthday today, baby boy. I love you. And of course, my
James.
Friend... Yeah, James' birthday today. And of course, my friend, Nikki, who celebrated the birthday last week. Ayan, thank you po, Kuya Cesar.
Salamat po ng mga nakikinig po sa atin dyan. Salamat po at wala po yung sawang nakikinig sa amin. At lalo-lalo na sa ating mga kaibigan na nakikinig sa live streaming. Lalo-lalo na yung taga Baguio, taga Laguna, taga Taguig. Lahat po dyan sa Pilipinas at sa US po, sa California, na alam kong nakikinig din po kayo. Salamat po.
At siyempre pa, nagpapasalamat po tayo sa ating mga sponsors, ang Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans, Massey, Wills and West, ISM New Zealand Limited, at iba pang mga sponsors. At ganoon din sa ating mga kasama dito sa radyo, mga nakaraan, kasalukuyan, at mga nagpapahinga, katulad ni Ate Jo, may sakit. Get well soon, Ate Jo. Malapit na magpasko.
Yes.
Chin up. And cheer up.
Yes. Ayan.
At syempre pa po, yung... meron pala ditong isang binabati ang...
Isa sa banda
kanina, yung gitarista and backing vocals, Shalimar Bawayan. Nanay niya ata ito.
Yes.
Dahil parang Bawayan ang apelyido nila, diba?
Yes.
Ayan. Binabati po kayo ng inyong anak, kung kayo man ang nanay, or kung kayo yung mahal sa buhay na... hindi pa siguro kabiyak, bata pa ito.
Bata pa.
Ayan. At syempre pa, mag-ingat po kayo sa Pasko kung kayo magmamaneho or mag-fishing or magda-drive somewhere or kahit na dive sa pag-swimming. Kahit ano man ang gagawin ninyo, mag-ingat po kayo dahil hindi lang, marami kasing mga hazards. Kung minsan yung araw, pag hindi kayo naglagay ng inyong slip-slap,
yeah.
Ayan, mamumula kayo para kayong piniritong, or rather, ang tawag yan, shrimps, yeah. Or lobster. O kung namang nagmaneho, ayun, di balik kung sasakyan lang ang magkadiferensya, kung kayo pa o yung kasalubong ninyo na medyo nagkiskisan yung inyong mga bumper or whatever, siyempre ano, mahirap yun. And ayun din, halimbawa, nangakyat kayo sa bundok, ayun, kailangan ingat-ingat din po. Bastang keep healthy and keep safe.
Yes, ayan. Always keep safe. Ayan.
Ito po si Tita Verge, nagpupugay sa inyong lahat. Maligayang bati po at maligayang Pasko. May isang linggo pa po bago magpasko. Nandito pa kami.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan ug sa kanunay nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Of course, ako si Manang Trini, signing off saying, loving yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth. Bye for now. Until next week, mag-ano po tayo ng top tips next week to avoid piling up the pounds or the calories over Christmas time. Pangako po yan. Ayan, Kuya Cesar. Mm-hmm.
Meron po tayong isa pang uling program bago mag-Christmas, December 22. Narito po rin po kami sa ere. So, sana po ay subaybayan po ninyo kami dahil at sana po yung mga nakikinig dyan, gusto nyo yung bumati, ito na yung last na pagkakataon natin na mabatin ng ating mga mahal sa buhay this Christmas. Okay po, maraming salamat po. Sana po pagpalain tayo ng may kapal.
Of
salamat
course.
Po.
Ayan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.